A Structure for Our Times. In Michael Crichton's novel Jurassic Park and its film counterpart, fictional scientists were depicted using biotechnology to produce living dinosaurs for display in a theme park. In the story, the scientists isolated the DNA of dinosaurs from fossilized insects that had sucked the reptiles' blood. The insects, which had been preserved intact in amber, fossilized tree resin, yielded DNA that could be used to produce living individuals of long-extinct organisms such as Tyrannosaurus rex. The premise of Crichton's novel was based on actual scientific paper that claimed to show reptilian DNA sequences in a fossil insect. Unfortunately, the scientific report was not upheld. The preserved DNA turned out to be a contaminant from modern organisms. Despite the fact that the preservation of intact DNA over millions of years is highly improbable, the popular success of Jurassic Park did bring the idea of DNA as the genetic material to the attention of millions of readers and viewers. Indeed, even before the novel and movie, the image of the DNA double helix was a familiar secular icon. The double helix was first proposed by James Watson and Francis Crick in a short paper in the scientific journal Nature. A drawing of the structure made by Crick's wife, Odile, accompanied the article, and its simplicity and elegance made it an instant hit, not just with scientists, but with the general public. As Watson put it later, a structure this pretty just had to exist. Deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, and its double helical structure has become one of the great symbols of science of our era. It is not just trumpeted on the covers of news magazines as the secret of life, but has moved from academic obscurity to common speech. One sees advertisements about a company whose customers get into the DNA of business. A perfume is named DNA and is advertised as the essence of life. A digital media software system is called the DNA server. This is not the first time such a powerful symbol has emerged from science. Think of the mushroom cloud of a nuclear explosion and the Bohr model of the atom with its electrons whizzing around the nucleus. Salvador Dali was the first well-known artist to use the DNA double helix in his whimsical creations. A portrait of Sir John Sulston, a Nobel Prize-winning geneticist, is made of tiny bacterial colonies, each containing a piece of Sulston's DNA. The Brazilian artist Eduardo Cac translated a sequence from the Bible into a DNA nucleotide base sequence and incorporated this DNA into bacteria. The viewer can turn on an ultraviolet lamp to change the DNA sequence and the biblical verse it represents. DNA sculptures abound, and jewelry made with the double helix motif is called the Strands of Life collection. But it is not only DNA's structure that stirs our society. It is what that structure symbolizes, which is nothing less than the promise and perils of our rapidly expanding knowledge of genetics.